Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath today. We continue in on our Thursday student speaker series with another Gustavus Academy for Faith, Science, and Ethics mentor, Rachel Larson, who will be giving a new version of her body self narrative. Ooh, exciting. We will begin by standing and singing our opening hymn, which is the sheet that hopefully you received on your way in. And that is the song that was composed specially for the Gustavus Academy for Faith, Science, and Ethics. Let us sing.
Will you all pray with me? God, our grandfather, our grandmother, look at our brokenness. We know that in all creation, only the human family has strayed from the sacred way. We know that we are the ones who are divided, and we are the ones who must come back together to walk in the sacred way. God, our grandfather, our grandmother, sacred one, teach us love, compassion, and honor, that we may heal the earth and heal each other. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Romans chapter 10, verses, 5 through 13. Moses writes about the righteousness that comes from the law. Those who do these things will live by them. By the righteousness that comes from faith, says, don't say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend to the underworld, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips, and in your heart. This is the word of faith. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is sovereign and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to being put right with God, confession on the lips to our deliverance. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. So it's mid-July. I know it doesn't feel like it outside, but it is. Stay with me. I went to Mecca Tattoo in Mankato and I got a tattoo. That I've been considering for about 6 months. The worst part was hearing myself ramble on and on to distract myself from the machine that John Laramie, the tattoo artist, was using to create the tattoo. I also couldn't hear anything but that machine, and I felt like I was shouting. Hearing Amanda, my friend from the Gustavus Academy for Faith, Science, and Ethics, that summer, who came with me for emotional support that day, hearing her was impossible. I was glad she wasn't still holding my hand anymore, which was now gross and sweaty. And I laid on the bed, arm above my head, for like an hour. I'm sure there are many questions. Did it hurt? Well, yes. Needles were constantly stabbing into my skin. What is the tattoo of? It's the Luther Rose. What's the Luther Rose? I'm glad you asked. The Luther Rose is Martin Luther's seal that was designed in 1530. If Martin Luther is a new name to you, he was a fat German monk who had a problem with the Catholic Church, well, 95 problems, started the Protestant Reformation, translated the New Testament into German, preached, taught, committed heresy, inspired a Playmobil. He did a lot. The Luther Rose is a symbol of his and the Lutheran theology. Each element is an important symbol for my faith. So we're going to walk through those. I'm not going to hold my arm out like this, but I'm just going to tell you what it is. So there's a black cross, a red heart, a white rose, a blue background, and a gold circle. So the black cross represents Jesus' death on the cross. It is an act of love, so it is embedded in a heart. But here is the interesting part about the relationship of the cross and the heart. Although I sin, because it is contained in the cross, the heart remains its natural red color. The sin doesn't consume the love and the life that I and many others have been given. The contrast makes the love more meaningful. The placement of the cross and the heart at the center of the seal has its own meaning. Love is the center of my faith. In Romans chapter 10, verse 10 that we heard today, "For one who believes from the heart will be justified." Luther is known for believing that we are justified by faith alone rather than good works. The heart resting in the center of the Luther rose shows just that. The white rose represents faith giving joy, comfort, and peace. And this element was partially inspired by the medieval stained glass windows that are found in the monastery in Erfurt, Germany, where Martin Luther became a monk. And I had the privilege of seeing these windows back in January, and it was beautiful. It's a large, dark sanctuary, and the only light's coming from the stained glass windows, and I just imagined the wonder that comes from staring at them, perhaps like what Luther experienced. So the sky blue background, going back to the Luther rose, Luther seal, the sky blue background that the rose rests in is what Luther says it symbolizes, that joy in spirit and faith is the beginning of a heavenly future joy. I also like to interpret this another way. The blue background is a pool of water that reflects God's creation, whether it be nature or us. The final part is a gold ring that represents the eternal promise of heaven. Its gold color shows how precious and wonderful this gift from God is. The Luther rose is a symbol of Lutheran faith and my unique, evolving interpretation of it. It is me wearing my heart on my sleeve, literally. Jokes aside, why a tattoo? It's permanent. You're right, and that's a great point. A tattoo is a permanent part of me. This tattoo represents my journey so far, choices I've made, experiences I've had. It represents my Jade term abroad in Germany, the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, Christmas in Christ Chapel this year, the Gustavus Academy for Faith, Science, and Ethics, and how I am learning more about my faith than ever before. Like a tattoo, faith cannot remain the same as it starts. Internal and external elements will influence and change it. The first couple weeks after it healed, my tattoo was vibrant, new, something that I thought didn't belong on me, but I was captivated by. The week after I got my tattoo, however, it didn't look pretty. It scabbed over as it healed. It was really gross. There are spots now where the color isn't as bright as it could be because I was impatient and I picked at the scabs to try and, make it prettier. But in time, it's become a part of me, and I love it. My tattoo and faith aren't always what are expected and aren't always liked by everyone. There have been times where I have hid the tattoo from others, worried about their opinions of me. But as I grow, it'll stretch, the tattoo will stretch and sag and fade, and I can return to a tattoo artist and get a touch-up, but it won't ever look the same. Now, as it fades, it becomes part of my body, my experience and consciousness, my body self. Maybe one day I will regret this tattoo, but it is part of my story, just like my faith. Is that all? What about body self that you kind of just dropped in there? Luther's thoughts on that. Luther was flawed, but there are many aspects that I find relatable. He loved music, drank good German beer, valued faith by developing and living it, had doubts, appreciated other vocations, and had anxieties about how to fulfill his faith. In the book, Our Bodies, Ourselves, it's hard to describe the title, I thought that would help. Anne Millikan Peterson talks about how the practices during his times at the monastery led Luther to a kind of physical and spiritual anxiety, like theological panic attacks. Sometimes he experienced bouts of depression. Granted, I haven't fully dedicated my life to being a monk and getting that cool haircut with the bald top of your head, which is one way Luther and I are different. The anxieties of doing enough, however, doing all I can and doing it well have definitely put internal pressure on me. As Luther struggled in self-forgiveness and grace, I do too. Luther worked with and through this as I could with a simple answer. Luther says, "The comfort is this, that your deepest anxieties, in which your consciousness of sin, sadness, and despair is so great and strong that it penetrates and occupies all corners of your heart, you do not follow your consciousness. So when consumed with anxiety, self-doubt, anger, you aren't your best or true self because you're not able to follow your consciousness. We follow the word of God to lead us to mercy and the tender-hearted nature of God that I strive to represent both towards others and myself." What an easy concept to hear, but it's really hard to understand that in the experience of anxiety and depression, and also to practice it daily. Remember when I quoted Luther earlier saying that we are justified by faith alone? For Luther, theological knowledge is always embodied, and it is not a matter of speculation either, but completely of practice and feeling. I can't just get a tattoo of the Luther rose and say that I am embodying faith. With Luther's concept of body self, I strive to incorporate practice with living. My tattoo is a reminder of my embodied faith, encouraging me to live with a bold faith and calling me to serve others with open arms. Amen.
Before we receive the blessing, I have one announcement. Tomorrow is our International Student Daily Sabbath, so I invite you to come and support our international students. It's really awesome. It's a fun event, so come tomorrow at 10 a.m. here. Now receive the blessing. Like the joy of the sea coming home to shore, may the relief of laughter rise through your soul. As the wind loves to call things to dance, may your gravity be lightened by grace. Like the dignity of moonlight restoring the earth, may your thoughts incline with reverence and respect. As water takes whatever shape it is in, so free may you be about who you become. As silence smiles on the other side of what's said, may your sense of irony bring perspective. As time remains free of all that it frames, may your mind stay clear of all it names. May your prayer of listening deepen enough to hear in the depths the laughter of God. We pray this in the name of our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.